Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.7 The Fan. Got to be honest, man. B-May Gumbo, and it's phenomenal. Let's go around the room. Did White Brian get any? You don't eat gumbo, Brian?
I'm about to go grab some.
Okay.
He had some before.
Landini, what do you think, dude? This might be the best batch ever. No lie.
Really?
Yo, it's really, really good, dude.
Wow. It took me 3 hours, Jay.
So I wanted to...
I got up about 5:30. Started around 6. I cut up everything yesterday.
So 5:30, you start making... What is it, the roux?
I started actually in the pot, sautéing the onions... Well, the Holy Trinity and added bell peppers to it. So the Holy Trinity, you talk about, you basically use celery, garlic, and onion. Then you add a little bell pepper to it. And then I started cooking that at 6 o'clock.
So what is the, when do you add like the shrimp and the sausage and everything?
Later. So 30 minutes I did that. Then I add my flour and stuff. Like, you could do roux different ways. People always think you got to just do the roux early on. You don't have to do it early on. You can add flour, and then the color will come into it. You know what I'm saying? A little bit later after you start doing your vegetables or whatever.
So when I say that you are, like, generous and kind and you get mad at me about putting your business in the street, like, here's an example of it. As much as B is going to physically attack and harass Jeff all damn day, Jeff is also allergic to shellfish, so B made a special side pot that didn't have shrimp or crab in it.
I think my daughter did that for Jeff. I did it.
I know you did.
Yeah, I made a dude. He's allergic. I don't want nobody taking a dip on my watch. And then, but Jeff keeps talking about, oh, yeah, the day I'm going to try the other one. I'm like, look, I told Brian, what did I tell you? I gave him a pot with nothing in it. If he goes into the other pot, that's his fault.
A pot for every, what was the FDR phrase? A pot for every kitchen, something like that? A chicken in every pot?
But think about it, B-Mitch, if your gumbo was so good it killed somebody.
Nah. That would be pretty cool.
That's not a good thing. If it kills somebody, that's not so good. That's, you know, awful.
I believe it's a praying mantis that the woman kills the man after sex. So that you could have praying mantis gumbo.
Yeah, but why do you think she killed him? Because he wasn't no good.
I think it's just how they get down.
I'm just saying, man. I don't want a praying mantis.
I'm going to be honest. Brian, we call him White Brian because he's White Brian. But he's also a very white dude. Brian, have you ever had gumbo?
Yes, he has.
I have.
All right. What do you think of this batch?
It's very good.
All right. White Brian, man, a few words. Jeffrey, what do you think of the gumbo, buddy? You, that B made your own special pot of.
It's amazing. B, it, I appreciate you,
so,
bro.
So your mom could use the real pot?
Yeah, I put her something.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Gotcha.
I'm not trying to get cursed out again.
I want to have a conversation very specifically about what you want to see in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
But I did want to run through this. I was listening to PFT Commenters podcast this morning. So think about this 2018 NFL draft. And I say this because I don't know who these morons are, but apparently I got tagged in a tweet. So this dude, Disco, I feel like Disco is a part of our universe, and we appreciate Disco, said that some fans have already declared Ben Sennett a bust and wonder why he hasn't supplanted Zach Ertz. And I think the people saying this are so incredibly stupid. Sennett has been really good all year.
All year.
Ertz might be a Hall of Famer. Like, I don't understand this rush to not like Zach Ertz, who caught 2 touchdowns last week, including the game winner in overtime. Ertz is a fantastic player and one of the best pure route runners as a tight end, probably in NFL history.
We have to find a way to ignore the small amount of people who like to say the dumbest things possible. And let's not put any more, you know, focus on them. Move past them and move on. You don't just sit down somebody because somebody outside the building think that they can't play. I've watched him play all year, and the guy has given us a hell of a lot. You know what I'm saying? So we got to stop. We got to start to ignore those people. And you know what? Maybe Sometimes it's the infiltration of others. Fans that didn't like him from Philly when he left and this, that, and the other. You know, well, people come in and do that stuff, so we got to learn to just ignore them.
I had an interview with Commanders tight ends coach David Rye yesterday. I think we're going to play that later in the show. We talked about Ertz at length and how impressed he is. But the notion of declaring a player a bust 16 games into his rookie season, I just found so stupid. And I was listening, like I said, I was listening to part of my take this morning.
Yes. Everyone that thought that Sennett and Luke McCaffrey were supposed to automatically get playing time, I've always fought against that. I keep saying you have to learn how to play at this level. And Sennett, he's a hell of a blocker. He plays special team out the world. And then he's going to be able to enhance other stuff coming forward. You look at Luke. Luke is in his, third year now of being a receiver?
Yeah.
And now he's at the highest level.
And he went from playing at Rice to the NFC East.
Yeah, he has to learn how to play it. And I see a bright future for him. But everybody just automatically assumes just because somebody was did. We've seen Heisman Trophy winners never take a snap in the NFL.
Well, that's exactly where I was going. Let's look back at the 2018 NFL draft, shall we? And then think about what's happening in the playoffs this year. Number one pick in that draft, Baker Mayfield, who at various points in his career had been dismissed as a bust repeatedly.
Yeah.
I assume he made the Pro Bowl. Tampa's in the, I guess not definitively in, but Tampa's probably in the playoffs. Mayfield playing at a really high level. People definitely at one point in time called him a bust.
Yeah.
Number two pick in that draft, Saquon Barkley. The Giants just decided he was done, didn't want to pay him. How's that look? It might cost you your job, honestly, Joe Shane.
Yeah.
Number three pick in that draft, Landfill's boy Sam Darnold.
People still think he's a bust, and he's sitting there 14-2.
Right, and about to get paid. That draft was loaded. Listen to this. Denzel Ward at 4, Chubb at 5, Quentin Nelson at 6, Josh Allen at 7. Roquan at 8, McGlinchey 9, Josh Rosen at 10. There's your first bust. Minka goes 11, Vita Vea goes 12, Deron Payne here. I mean, this draft was just loaded. Tremaine Edmonds in that draft, Jair Alexander. And you know who went 32? Fellow by the name of Lamar Jackson. I mean.
That was told he should try running back.
That is just such a loaded draft, dude. But, yeah, that's kind of my point is, like, people got to chill trying to make these pronouncements and determine draft success. This new staff is
I think they know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, dude, so 13 people got Pro Bowl recognition. Obviously, Jaden and Terry are in, and then 11 other dudes are some level of alternate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of those 13, 10 of them joined this organization since March. These guys know what they're doing.
And
the other three were here back to the Gruden days.
And then all of the pundits, think about that. When they picked all these people up, they were like, oh, Washington, they didn't get no talent. Remember that? We have no talent. And I say, let the people at least get in here first and see what they can do. They have more than enough talent.
Speaking of more than enough
talent.
They
need some depth, but that's about it.
I would say this gumbo's got more than enough talent. Also, Cody Betts tweeting at me.
Oh, boy.
Trying to mess with me. Got to say what's up to the folks in the chat. Let's go. Let's see who's first. I'm scrolling. I got Strizzy. Strizzy at 10 a.m. said, Dallas sucks. I think that's an appropriate first comment. You're going to mark him down, White Brian. Strizzy. All right. Strizzy's in there. Also, Cody said, I tried my best to be first. I have no idea how y'all beat me in here. Too late. Cody, you snooze, you lose.
There you go, son.
Also wanted to say, our boy Greg is homesick and watching on the YouTube. So, G, we hope you feel better.
Greg.
Hi.
Hey.
The Vegas flu, man.
He ain't sick. That's the Vegas flu.
That's
right
the
there.
Vegas flu.
He been in Vegas for a week. That's what's wrong with him.
Yo, Vegas for a week. When he told me he was going for a week, I thought he was nuts.
And then he showed us his equipment.
He went to the store.
He should be sick.
He went to the store. Vegas for a week, you're nuts. Vegas is a 3-night maximum. I think I legitimately, I don't even want to joke about that considering everything that's happened in the last couple of days when we go to New Orleans. But it's going to be a wild ride.
Yep.